Welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. I'm Brad Pirana, missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today we're reflecting on the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 16 and then 18 through 21. And happy Feast of St. Joseph. As we dive into this gospel today, I want us to really picture St. Joseph in the story, and I want to reflect a little bit on his life as we go through our gospel reflection today. A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was the intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. I love this gospel so much because I love St. Joseph so much. And when we look at the life of St. Joseph, he's a man who gives us a real image of what masculinity is supposed to be, right? And I think we talk about masculinity a lot in our culture, and I don't know if we see the aspects of Joseph as like the epitome of the masculine man, right? But when we look in this gospel, I can't help but to notice three characteristics that I see in St. Joseph. And I want to go through those three characteristics here with you today. The first is that he's committed, We read at the beginning that he's betrothed to a woman named Mary. And betrothal is an interesting thing. It's kind of like engagement, but not exactly. So betrothal would have looked like a man finding a woman that he felt called to be his wife. And instead of the intention being, we will get married, the intention was actually, we will be married now, yet I still have some things to do to prepare a place for you. And so it was a little more binding than an engagement would be nowadays, but Joseph committed himself to Mary. And it says before they lived together, right? So this commitment wasn't merely a physical commitment. In fact, it wasn't a physical commitment at all. This was a commitment of life and a commitment of love. And oftentimes the man, when he was betrothed to his wife to be, let's say, he would go and he would prepare a place for her. He would build a house or an additional room in a house so that he could prepare a place that they could call home. And Joseph was committed. He was committed to Mary. He was committed to the process. He was committed to the entirety of her. He wasn't just committed to what he could get from her, but he was committed to what he could give to her. And I love that so much, just this concept of commitment, because I think in our world today, we've lost sight of commitment as a pillar of masculinity. And even at this time, there would have been things that would speak otherwise towards commitment, right? We look at kings, and kings would always be looking at what they can get, not what they can give. That would be the epitome of power, though, not the epitome of masculinity. Commitment. Commitment is a key characteristic of masculinity. The second thing we see in this gospel is Joseph as a man who is meek. And I love the word meek because I think meek is also a word that's been misconstrued in our day and time. We actually see it as the word weak, which is not it at all. Meek actually is best translated to one who has a sword, knows how to use it, but keeps it sheathed anyway. See, Joseph sees Mary and she's pregnant. And there's some confusion in his heart as he prepares a place for her, right? And yet, even though he's a righteous man, it says in the scripture, he doesn't want to expose her to shame, so he responds meekly. He has a sword, knows how to use it, he knows the law, but he keeps it sheathed anyway, and he keeps kindness in his heart. It's amazing to see a man who is committed, a man who is meek, and last, a man who is obedient. The angel of the Lord asks him to take Mary into his home. The angel of the Lord asks him to name the son Jesus because he will save his people from his sins. Joseph doesn't utter a word. He simply responds in obedience. What an amazing man that we get to reflect on today. What an amazing man that we can build a culture of masculinity on. What an amazing man that can tell us so much about our lives, whether we're men, women, whether we're sons, daughters, husbands, wives, mothers, fathers. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 16 and 18 through 21. Once again, I'm Brad Pieron, a missionary at Damascus. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Have an amazing day.